This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
What are you waiting for? It's an honor to welcome to this program. He is a graduate of Mr. Jefferson's University here in Charlottesville. He's been a writer, director, a producer at the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, and Discovery Health for over 14 years, and he's currently at work on a project that you will hear about right here and right now for the very first time. My guest is Kevin Edds, joins me on the long line. Kevin, how are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Very good, very good. Thanks for joining us. You have a good Thanksgiving planned at your house?
Absolutely, definitely looking forward to it. And I want to actually take this opportunity to thank you. I know I've told you personally, but now that we're in a public forum, I want to thank you because of your role, actually, in getting my project started. Over the past 15 years, I made a lot of mental footnotes about all the really interesting stories surrounding the UVA football program, but it was your series of articles on thesaber.com, I think almost, 10 years ago,
yeah.
Where I saw all these stories culled together in one place, and I thought, you know, this might make a really interesting documentary. So I owe you a big debt of gratitude, not only for that, but also for participating in our first interview for the documentary.
I am very humbled, and I can give it right back at you. I want to tell you what an honor it was for me to be one of the talking heads in your documentary, which let's break this news right here, right now, and let folks know what you've been working on.
Absolutely. So this project is going to be the first comprehensive look at the 122-year history of the UVA football program, and we're going to go all the way back even way before what is considered the first game in the UVA's history in 1888, to actually when they may have played a game in 1874 against the boys from Washington and Lee, which actually would date UVA's program back even older than people think, and make them one of the top 10 oldest programs in the country. But I'm sure you are familiar with Philip Alexander Bruce's history of UVA when you were writing your book.
Absolutely. Yep. 5 volumes, 1819, the centennial history of the university.
Yeah, it was a great resource for me. And, I spent a lot of time in the UVA Special Collections Library, went to the Library of Virginia, down in Richmond a lot, just reading everything that I could, poured through the New York Times archives. Just really found some fascinating stories, and we hope to share what we think are some of the most fascinating ones with folks who will be able to see this documentary hopefully in the fall of 2010. And we have a website that's up now. It's uvafootballhistory.com. People can go there and check out a little bit more on the documentary and sign up for email updates. But this is actually kind of a special time of the year because two Fridays ago, on Friday the 13th. 100 years ago in 1909 was kind of a tragic story about a UVA player, and that's one that you and I talked about in the documentary, the story of Archer Christian.
Absolutely. And before we talk about that, before we leave the documentary, give folks an idea of some of the people that you have actually sat down with and talked with over the last couple of years and have on camera sharing their memories of UVA football for this first of its kind, the very first full-length documentary exploring the history and the modern history as well of University of Virginia Cavalier football. Who are some of the folks you've talked to?
Well, we actually were lucky enough to go all the way back and interview a gentleman named Dr. John Risher, who actually played UVA football in 1931. He played actually at the old Lambeth Stadium. And that, to me, is amazing. He's 99 years old. We went and we interviewed him at the Colonnades at Lambeth Field this past summer. He was kind enough to drive all the way from Lynchburg for our interview. He got out on the football field, and we bought this replica football from the 1930s. It's shaped like a watermelon, and he started running with the ball and throwing shovel passes, and I was just little nervous. He's 99 years old, but gosh, he doesn't look a day over, say, 75.
Yeah.
So we got to get his story of what it was like to play back then. We got to speak with Bullet Bill Dudley, who's one of the most famous players in UVA history. He was the number one pick in the NFL draft in 1942. He has an amazing story, too, starting as a 16-year-old when he came to UVA. He graduated high school 2 years earlier and just won tons of records and awards during his time at UVA. We also got a chance to interview some legends like Tom Scott, from the late 40s, John Pappitt, Jim Bakhtiar from the mid 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
And he actually was on the team when UVA first joined the ACC. We have some other folks like Jim Dombrowski from the 80s. We interviewed George Welsh, had a great interview with him. We actually, one of my favorite interviews was one with four of the stars of the 1990 team, Sean Moore, Herman Moore, Chris Slade, and Terry Kirby. They all came together to Washington, D.C., and we had this really special dinner for them where we had three cameras set up all around them, and they just talked to each other, and we threw ideas and questions at them, and the openness and honesty that these guys gave forth with their comments was just amazing. Not only as a historian, but as a fan, to sit there and listen to them talk about these things, they were so funny and it was so enlightening. So just for any UVA fan who was around in 1990 to see that amazing season, to see this dinner/interview with these guys, it's just a treat.
We're breaking some news this afternoon right here for all the Cavalier fans. Kevin Edds, he's a graduate of the University of Virginia. He's a writer, director, producer. He's been working at the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, and Discovery Health for over 14 years. He is at work on Wahoo Wah, The History of Virginia Cavalier Football. It's a documentary slated to be released in the fall of 2010. And you can check it out online and sign up for updates and get all the details as this project moves forward. And again, what's the website, Kevin?
It's www.uvafootballhistory.com.
uvafootballhistory.com. And now, speaking of this history, there was a tragic moment in the history of UVA football, indeed in the history of collegiate football, that really represents a turning of the page in the history of American football, and that is the story of Archer Christian. Tell us who he was and tell us this really amazing story.
I could talk about this for hours, so I'll try to boil it down as quickly as I can for you. But Archer Christian, in 1909, was a first-year star running back for the UVA football program. He was really coming into his own towards the end of the season. Now, this was an era of UVA football where the year prior, they finished their only undefeated season. They were 7-0-1. They only gave up 9 points the entire season. And in 1909, they were on their way to a 7-1 record. So this was, and to this day, was the best 2-year record in UVA football history. So the second-to-last game of the season, UVA went up to Georgetown to play their rivals across the Potomac, and this was the 20-year anniversary of their first game. Now, what makes this story so fascinating was that it was such a big event. Hundreds of UVA fans took the train up from Charlottesville to D.C. They had a parade on Pennsylvania Avenue. The media just flocked to this game. It was really, really a huge event. The game was decidedly in Virginia's favor. Archer Christian scored a touchdown and kicked a field goal right before the half, and UVA was winning handily. And it was with 5 minutes left in the game that Archer Christian broke around the end for a run, and unfortunately was tackled, kind of gang tackled. Nothing that was, you know, out of the norm for that time, but he suffered a tragic brain injury. And as he was taken off the field, you know, he told the trainer, he said, "Pop, I'm suffering. You know, do something for me." He had a cerebral hematoma. They performed emergency brain surgery, and unfortunately, he passed away the next morning. Now, what additionally makes this story so interesting to me and to fans of history is that at that time, dozens of college and high school football players were being killed every year playing football, literally dozens every year. And in 1909, Archer Christian was the 10th college player to die that year. I mean, can you imagine if even one person died in college football today, what the uproar would be? So it was front page on the New York Times. Archer Christian's death. Famed Civil War marauder John Mosby, who actually attended the University of Virginia, wrote a letter to President Alderman, you know, saying that this is such a barbaric sport, you know, you have to just end this sport forever. So it was really a seminal moment in the history of college football. You know, fans at that point really had it. This was the straw that was, you know, kind of breaking the camel's back here. You know, they didn't know whether they could trust, you know, their children to play this game. So lawmakers started to write bills to make it a crime to not only play the sport of football, but to even attend the game. There were actually, you know, some bills that said you could go to jail for a year just for watching a football game. And these were getting ready to be talked about in the state senate and above. So this was a really, really important time. And what we go into in more in depth in my documentary is the aftermath of this and what UVA President Alderman did in only the, I believe it was the third or fourth meeting of the NCAA just a few weeks later. I could go on and on about that story, but you know, I don't want to take up your whole program.
No, it's fine. We're talking with Kevin Edds. He has been at the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, Discovery Health for over 14 years. He's a graduate of Mr. Jefferson's University and at work on a documentary about the history of Virginia Cavalier football. It will premiere in the fall of 2010. So Archer Christian dies in a football game, UVA versus Georgetown. Mm-hmm. He dies in D.C., and there's a huge public outcry to do something about the recurring tragedies in collegiate football, which are just getting ridiculous. You know, kids are dying left and right. Mm-hmm. And in steps to the rescue, the University of Virginia and President Alderman.
Yeah, it was really fortuitous, in my opinion, that this happened, you know, around or you know, with the university player, you know, as tragic as it was. If it weren't for President Alderman, the game itself could have been banished. I mean, football was a really new sport back then in 1909. It had only been around for a couple of decades, and you know, I don't know how many people have seen the George Clooney movie Leatherheads that came out, but you know, the violence that you saw in there, sort of to a comedic effect, you know, it was really accurate in terms of what was going on in football. And so, you know, there wasn't really the NFL wasn't around and kicking in 1909 like the way it is today. So, this, you know, the sport itself was kind of teetering on the edge here. And UVA President Alderman, he loved the sport of football. He thought it was this, you know, great unifying thing that brought alumni back to the university's gave people school spirit. And you know, he thought it was great exercise, you know, and the camaraderie. So he wanted to save it, but at the same time, he didn't want to put, you know, his boys in danger. So, you know, he took the train up to New York, and he spoke in front of the NCAA, and then he gave, you know, it was interesting going in the New York Times archives and reading the accounts that the New York Times reporters wrote about these meetings. You know, they didn't have tape recorders back then to you know, get the entire speech. So, yeah, I can just imagine them writing furiously, you know, what Alderman is saying. And they have a couple of his lines in there, you know, and they really said that it was worthy of a Jeffersonian applause, his speech. It was so impassioned that, you know, he said, we can't do nothing. We have to do something. We have to change the rules.
And under his leadership, that's exactly what they did, right? They basically, as a result of Archer Christian's death and the public outcry, the national public outcry, to do something about college football, and a lot of people who were screaming were saying, just end the sport altogether. Under President Alderman's leadership, they rewrote the rules of college football and reinvented the game as we know it.
Absolutely. And it was Dr. William Lambeth, who you could call him the athletic director of UVA at the time, but he was, you know, known as the father of athletics at UVA. He actually was put on the rules committee along with Walter Camp, who's considered the father of football. Walter Camp is the person who actually changed the game from a sport that was very similar to soccer to one that actually had a line of scrimmage, and it had, you know, four plays to get ten yards, which before Walter Camp came around, it wasn't played like that. It was played a little bit more like rugby. So, you know, Dr. William Lambeth was on this committee with Walter Camp, and they radically changed the rules. So, I mean, it was the biggest turnaround in terms of the number of rule changes that had ever happened. You know, the forward pass had been legalized a few years before, but you couldn't pass the ball beyond the line of scrimmage. And if it was an incompletion, it was considered a turnover. So it really, the sport favored brute force and just these mass momentum plays. So, you know, they loosened the rules with regards to the forward pass. They made sure that these mass momentum plays, you know, couldn't take place. So it really changed the game to one that was focused more on strategy and speed and not so much brute force. And in my opinion, that actually kind of helped create parity, because then the smaller schools with the smaller athletes can use their brains a little bit more.
They had a chance, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I really think that it changed the game. It was almost like the three-point shot in basketball, about how, you know, how that lets, you know, the smaller teams kind of succeed and beat the Goliaths of today. Kind of the same way, this created the same situation for college football.
Yeah, and it was that represents that turning of the page from sort of its origins in rugby to really the football that we know today.
Absolutely, and they were actually practicing these new rules on the grounds of UVA. Walter Camp, you know, wrote letters. I read letters from his personal diary that said, or his personal effects that were sent to Lambeth, and Lambeth wrote back, and he said, how are the new rules going? And Lambeth said, they seem to be a success. The game seems to be, you know, less violent. And they were doing this, you know, at Lambeth Field. So the fact that they're practicing these in sort of this test case, you know, at UVA is a fascinating thing, and people don't realize, you know, how much of an impact the UVA program had on the sport of football, not only here but in many other cases throughout the decades.
Yeah.
That's something that we'll get into more. I do want to briefly mention that in this story of Archer Christian, we were also fortunate enough to interview his niece. His niece lives in Richmond.
Cool.
Her name is Archer Christian also. She was named after her uncle. I won't say her age, but, you know, to have an uncle that was a 19-year-old in 1909.
Yeah, yeah.
But she also came to Lambeth Field, and we interviewed her. And this story has been part of the fabric of her family for 100 years. So we get a really interesting look at the story from her perspective, also from the from Georgetown historian Emmett Curran. He wrote a book on the history of Georgetown University. We interviewed him on the actual football field, which is sort of, it's called Copley Lawn. It's sort of the equivalent of the lawn at UVA for Georgetown. A few weeks ago, we interviewed him right on that very spot. And he gave a really touching account from sort of the Georgetown perspective.
Amazing.
So we hope to look at it from a lot of different angles.
So, I mean, in many ways, collegiate football as we know it was born at the University of Virginia. I mean, it was like the laboratory where we were, you know, helping to iron out the new rules.
I couldn't have put any better myself.
Yeah, amazing. Kevin Edds, he's a graduate of the University of Virginia. He's been at the Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, and Discovery Health for over 14 years, and he is currently working on an independent documentary called Wahoo Wah, The History of Virginia Cavalier Football. It will premiere in the fall of 2010, and Kevin, I can tell you this, there's a lot of people who are listening who are very excited about this. This has never been done before, and the Archer Christian story is just one of many stories, dozens of stories that are in your documentary. And is there any way that folks can sign up or pre-order copies or anything like that?
Absolutely. Just go to our website. It's at uvafootballhistory.com. You can read more in-depth about the documentary. There's also an update sign-up list. You can just, you know, type in your email there, and we'll send you updates. We'll let you see sneak peeks of the documentary when we kind of start finishing certain scenes. We'll also let you know when it's going to be released and kind of let you know where you can buy it.
Good stuff. That's great. Kevin, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Corey.
And we'll talk again soon. Take care.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.